USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Chicago, an angry Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to charges being dropped against Empire actor Jesse Smollett.
This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice.
Smollett insists he never lied to police or prosecutors.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of.
He was indicted on 16 felony counts, including lying to police and planning the racial and homophobic attack he claimed happened back in January. President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border stands.
The yeas are 248 and the nays are 181. Two-thirds not being in the affirmative, the veto of the president is sustained.
The House failed to override his veto of a congressional resolution to overturn the declaration. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The Trump administration has changed direction on the Affordable Care Act. The administration had earlier argued for keeping parts of Obamacare, but now it tells a federal appeals panel it agrees with a lower court ruling that the law should be declared unconstitutional since Congress repealed the fines on uninsured people. A New York City suburb is banning unvaccinated minors from public places to fight a measles outbreak that has infected more than 150 people since October. Rockland County Executive Ed Day says a state of emergency is needed to persuade parents to vaccinate their kids.
Contracting the measles is not only dangerous while you have it, but it can lead to complications years later. Measles parties are not the preferred treatment. Those days are over. Every new case is a roll of the dice that could bring on pneumonia, encephalitis, a swelling of the brain, or cause premature birth, which can even lead to kind of complications and even death.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Some health organizations are calling for a crackdown on sugary beverages. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Sugar.
Two major health organizations are now calling for taxes to be placed on sugary drinks. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Heart Association, citing the effects of too much sugar on obesity and other health problems like heart disease and diabetes. The groups are calling for more beverages like milk and water on kids' menus and in vending machines, and they want to see less soda at hospitals. They're also putting out a call for lawmakers to not only impose taxes on the beverages, but to restrict advertising for sugary drinks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is getting more money to fund his border wall. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
The Pentagon has told Congress that it has authorized a transfer of $1 billion to begin construction of a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green tells Fox News this is a great decision.
I think the guys at the Pentagon know that border security is national security, and they understand their mission is, you know, securing the nation, making sure that we win our nation's wars and that they're strong enough not to ever have to fight a war.
The money is set to go towards 57 miles of fencing and road improvements along the border. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.